Olympus has fallen. Olympus has fallen.
Mr. Speaker,
you are the acting president.
If you attempt to retake this building, I will execute
your commander-in-chief.
We have contact from inside the White House.
Is this the same guy that was removed from the president's detail?
He is ex-Special Forces.
Can we trust him? With all due respect, I'm the best hope you've got.
Okay, here's the deal. Remember in the 90s when every action movie was talked about as a Die Hard in a different place? The new film Olympus Has Fallen is Die Hard in the White House, in which North Korean radicals infiltrate the U.S. government and take the president hostage. It's up to one former Secret Service agent to help save the country. Olympus Has Fallen is a brutally violent action film with lots of bullets and explosions and plenty of guts. It's an audience button pusher, and it features some pretty impressive action moments that don't pull many punches. Sure, it's pretty preposterous from frame one, but I'd be nervous if I saw a film about the taking of the White House and said, eh, that could happen. Like Air Force One, which was Die Hard on a plane, it's good to know that the events of the film are completely ludicrous but fun to watch. Olympus Has Fallen gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.